This is Akashwani, the news read by Nithya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India has the capability to overcome every challenge, and the spirit of Vande Mataram embodies that strength. He said Vande Mataram is not just a song or a hymn, but a source of inspiration that awakens people towards their duties. He underscored that Vande Mataram is the country's inspiration as people pursue the dream of an Atmanirbhar Bharat. The Prime Minister said this during a discussion on the 150th anniversary of the national song Vande Mataram in the Lok Sabha yesterday. The national song was written by Bankim Chandra Chatterjee in 1875.
Bharat har chunautiyon ko paar karne mein samarth hai. Vande Mataram ke bhav ki wo taakat hai. Vande Mataram ye sirf geet ya bhav geet nahi, ye hamare liye prerna hai. Rashtra ke prati kartavyon ke liye hame jabjorne wala kaam hai aur isliye hame nirantar isko karte rehna hoga. Hum Atmanirbhar Bharat ka sapna lekar ke chal rahe hain, isko pura kar rahe hain.
Initiating the discussion, Mr. Modi said the mantra of Vande Mataram gave power and inspiration to the entire country and energized the freedom movement. Speaking during the debate, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said Vande Mataram is complete in itself, but attempts were made to make it incomplete. Congress MP Gaurav Gogoi said several writers and poets from Bengal wrote songs that inspired many during the independence movement. BJP MP Bansuri Swaraj, RUML's E.T. Mohammed Bashir, Samajwadi Party's Ikra Chaudhary, Lovely Anand of JDU, BJP MP Sambit Patra, Kalyan Banerjee of TMC were among those who participated in the debate. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla said a total of 66 members participated in the debate. He said the entire nation watched how everyone in the House came together for a discussion on Vande Mataram till midnight. Civil Aviation Secretary Samir Kumar Sinha has said that flight operations are almost back to normal, noting that IndiGo operated more than 1,800 flights yesterday, which is close to its usual schedule. Speaking to the media, he also emphasized that all other airlines, including Akasa, Air India Express and SpiceJet, have operated at full capacity. Union Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu has said that IndiGo is solely responsible for the recent air crisis and has failed in its duties. Talking exclusively to DD News, Mr. Naidu said that IndiGo's mismanagement of its internal crew and pilot utilization is to be blamed for the recent disruptions and flight cancellations and not the flight duty time limitations guidelines. He declared that the government is under no pressure by them and has always treated every airline with equal steed. President Draupadi Murmu will confer the Handicrafts Awards today in New Delhi, honoring distinguished master craftspersons for 2023 and 2024. In a statement, Ministry of Textiles said that these prestigious national accolades celebrate exceptional artistic mastery and underscore the government's commitment to preserving and promoting India's rich and diverse handicraft heritage. India and Chile concluded the fourth round of negotiations for the India-Chile Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement in New Delhi. Ministry of Commerce and Industry said that intensive and constructive engagement was held between the delegations of India and Chile, which resulted in substantial progress across the chapters under negotiation. In cricket, after claiming the three-match one-day international series 2-1 against South Africa, India will look to build on the winning momentum in the T20 international series when they face the Proteas in the first of the five-match T20 international series in Barabati Stadium in Cuttack today. And that's the end of this news bulletin.